Welcome to Radio Gorgeous, Gorgeous Escapes with Donna and Josephine this week. Welcome, Josephine.
Hi, how are you?
Rather, I should say welcome back. Where have you been?
Oh, I'm away all the time at the moment, but my most recent escapade is to Romania for a long weekend.
Why ever?
I went because I have a villa in Puglia in Italy, and the man that runs it, Ottavio, his future wife, they're having a wedding next year at our villa. She's Romanian, and she said for 3 years running, please, please come to my country, and we've never got there. But we got there last weekend, so we flew from Luton direct.
Where do you fly into?
Sorry, I call it Timișoara. It's easier to remember, but it's Timișoara, and that's only 35 kilometres from Hungary. So we're in the very, very west of Romania. Right. So the east of Romania is the Black Sea. It's actually quite a big country. I did read, though, it's only the third the size of Texas. I don't know how... Is Texas massive?
Texas is rather large. Okay. Yes, France fits in Texas.
Okay, right.
France and Texas are the same size. So okay, Romania is essentially a third of France.
Okay. And so we came into Timișoara because Zeni, who... anyway, I'll just tell you about the journey. So we set off. It was an hour late from Luton. It was 2 hours late. And then when we arrived, there's 2 hour time difference. So over the tannoy, they said, we're now arriving and it's now 3:45. And it was like, oh my God. I
just
can't believe
it. Middle-aged people I'm not going to sleep. Oh my God.
I was so worried.
Anxiety producing.
Yeah. And what I found, I didn't know much about Romanians, apart from they have a little bit of a bad image for stealing. That's one of their images, which is, anyway, I didn't come across it myself. Just to let you know.
So Roma.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was from Romanian.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Romas later. Anyway, so they what happened was is that the hint that they might be a little bit naughty was they said over to Tannoy, nobody's allowed to drink their own alcohol on this flight. Little bit of a giveaway, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, exactly. Like you normally do.
But also I thought, right, I'm gonna judge the people from the flight. Okay, it was the middle of the night, so they were quite quiet. But they seem very humble, nice people. And when I was getting onto the flight, a man turned round who looked, they all look a bit like lumberjacks. And he turned around and said, so where are you from? And I said, England. And he said, what? Why are you going to Romania? I said, come on, it can't be that bad. But, you know, my expectations weren't that high. I didn't really know what to expect, you know, after meeting him and saying, don't drink on board. It's like, you know, and also I'd heard a little bit, you know, bad rumours. But arrived in Timișoara. It seemed lovely. The first thing you see when you arrive in the airport is a poster of farming equipment. So you kind of get the vibe. And then there's only one kind of, trolley to kind of put your bags on. So you think, well, it's not a very busy, it's not an international airport.
So it's sort of like it's landing in the Midwest with John Deere tractor sales.
Exactly. Apart from theirs are made in Russia or something. And so when you arrive, you also realise that there's nothing to buy. You know, it's like, you know, again, so it's kind of interesting. So we went...
Duty-free tractor parts?
Exactly. That's the only thing we had for sale. Anyway, so then we went in a taxi another 45 minutes. And because I was so shocked about being 3:45, I couldn't sleep. Anyway, but we arrived at lovely Zeni, her flat. She lives in a place called Arad, which is where she was brought up. She wasn't born there. She was born in the mountains, but she was brought up there. It's a turn of a century. It was obviously a very prosperous place because it was part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. And it has beautiful turn of a century buildings, a bit like Vienna, but it's run down, I'd say. Mm-hmm. You know, so there was one place and I went, oh my God, that building's remarkable. And they said, oh, that's the school.
Wow.
Because people, it's like, I said, well, that would be like a posh hotel in London. But people really use the nice buildings. So they're in the nice buildings, which is great. The only kind of, there was hardly any restaurants there. The only kind of place for young people to go was McDonald's.
Wow.
You know, and that was seen as quite a trendy place.
Yes.
So there's, and also there's just, there's, the only things they have, someone said they have pharmacies, alcohol shops. So it's like you get drunk, you get ill.
Yeah, then you go to the pharmacy.
And money changing, because that's all they're always... Because they all send money from abroad, you see.
Yeah, yeah.
because there was massive brain drain there, because there isn't much, you know, it's quite, the economy is not as high as Britain, you could say, definitely not.
Well, they're one of the last, you know, like, similar to Hungary Next Door, you know, where you can see it's sort of like, that you can see the remains of communism.
Yes, no, definitely.
Know? And prior to that, it's not like they did well. Yeah. You know, they were quite an oppressed, you know, country beforehand. So
Yeah, because they're part of Anglo-Austrian Empire. They've always been ruled by other people. And that's why they are a kind of peasant country. And I did see a fantastic book about when they were peasants, and they were so stylish then. Wonderful shirts, all stitched. Gorgeous big belts, long skirts, you know, it looked idyllic. As James said, they probably died very young and it was terrible, but they all looked good from the outside eye. Anyway, so Arad was lovely, went out for lunch. The food there is primarily Italian because they have a link to Italy, because Italians and Romanians can understand each other.
Why?
Because Romanian is Latin.
Oh, yeah. Right, it's a Latin-based language.
But it's more Latin than anywhere else, more Latin than Italian. It's more like real old-fashioned Latin.
Wow.
Yeah. So a lot of, when the wall came down, a lot of Italian businesses came over there, or people went to go. More Romanians live in Italy than anywhere else because of the language. So there is a link between each other. So you can get pasta and pizza.
And it's not just Zenny.
It's not just
She's not the only link.
She's not the only person that ran off with an Italian. So that night in Arad, we went to a wine and sausage festival, because that's really what they're into there.
Two great tastes. Great together.
So it was a bit like a German market. Well, it was a German market, but it was it was stalls, really lovely, all done up, checked. Everything's in check, kind of tablecloths and hanging hearts made of gingerbread, and everywhere you went, including the road, there were people selling homemade alcohol.
Wow.
So so this place had the sausages and the alcohol. They had red wine, white wine, but also the very, very dangerous brandy. Which when we arrived, James, my husband, and the two girls were with, they by mistake had a sip of it and they were immediately drunk. I'm not sure.
Oh my God. Wow.
But what's really interesting was there was a gypsy band playing.
Oh, fab.
Massive stage. Yeah. They're all in black. And it was all horn-based. There's only a drummer and horns. And it's very much humpa, humpa, you know, drive, drive, drive. Yeah. It's
very galvanizing.
Yeah, it's very lively. And I ended up, because I had a couple of glasses, I was dancing. I was one of the main dancers, as you can imagine.
You were hired on the spot.
And then the other people who were dancing were literally kind of like, they looked like labourers, and they were, you know, kind of waltzing around, you know, red faces, and obviously kind of complete. I was with the complete alcoholics in the kind of pit at the front. Yeah, it was great.
The mash pit.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that a mosh pit?
Yeah, mash up it.
Exactly. So what was the wine like? Is it similar to Hungarian, like Tokaj?
No, it's not sweet like Tokaj. No, it was actually very good white and red. Yeah. A little bit vinegary, but, you know, honestly, the bottled wine, which we bought later in restaurants, was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't fault it. All the usual grapes, you know, Cab Sav, Shiraz, you know, all your Excellent. Usual favourites. And also, it's good. I mean, you know, if you want to go somewhere that's not expensive, it's a really good place to go. I'd probably go. We didn't go to Bucharest, the capital, but I was talking to my daughter and saying it'd be a really good place to go for a long weekend.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you get the experience. You don't have to travel. You can just stay in the city. Anyway, so the next day after that, we drove to one of the biggest kind of tourist sites in the whole of the country, and that is a town called Sibiu, and it's in Transylvania. Well, I found out that I was in Transylvania all the time, basically, because it's a massive area. We all thought, is Transylvania city? No, it's not. It's an area. So Sibiu was charming. It was built by German kind of Protestants in the 14th century. They came over from Germany, and it's this perfect Saxon town. Hansel and Gretel, you know.
Wow.
Beautiful red roofs and kind of ancient buildings. Also, it has been done up by Ceausescu's son, who's the mayor there.
Oh, interesting.
So he hasn't siphoned the money away from the European Union, which a lot of them have done. he actually decided to spend it on the town. So because of that, it's quite prosperous. It even had a Zara.
And it was, and he's not hated or anything. I mean, because, I mean, they were,
he was, you know, yes.
Ceausescu and his wife were quite
Yes, vilified. He was executed.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you know, it's not a sign of populism when you kill him.
No, well, I think this is probably to make up for it all.
Exactly. Sorry about your folks.
Yeah. So had a lovely evening there. Found, we really looked through kind of a lot of sort of websites to try and find the best one. And we found this one, which is a gourmet restaurant in a back street. And I had fabulous rabbit stew. Ottavio had beef tongue with peppers. His was actually the best dish. And James had wild duck on with beetroot and fruits.
Wow. Yeah. So real, you know, what we would consider like country food, but fantastic.
Yeah,
what could
really
be better?
Really good. And again, very, very good wine. And then
very local, very specific.
Yeah, it was everything growing around there. And lovely staff. The man, as when we walked in, as my husband nudged me and said, he's fat, it means the food will be good. You
know? And he likes to eat.
Yeah, it really is true. And then we went to the square afterwards, all lit up, all pretty, and James and Ottavio had another brandy. But it wasn't as strong, luckily, as the homemade hooch the night before. So James managed to get home safely. And then the next morning we got up and we drove to Vlad the Impaler's castle. Yeah. Now, we've all heard of Vlad the Impaler,
yes,
haven't we?
Yes.
And that is, so Bram Stoker was an Irish writer who was a fiction writer in the Victorian times, and Gothic was really fashionable. Think about Frankenstein, all those books. So he found the myth of the slayer who was called Vlad, and his father was called Draculad. So he made up these things called vampires. So it's actually all fiction, but still no one can take that away from this man lived in this castle and he was the inspiration for vampires.
Yeah.
We arrived the day after Halloween, a little bit late, but they still...
Ooh, spooky.
They still had the cobwebs up. And no, it was fantastic. And the thing I loved about it most was the last queen of Romania, Queen Julia, had been born in Kent.
Oh, wow.
Yes. She was half Russian, half English. And she's the Queen's cousin, and she's very royal, and because all the royals marry each other. And she really, really, and she died in 1934. She was, there's fantastic footage of her and photographs of her. She's always kind of dressed as a nun, or she's dressed in peasant costume, and she learnt the whole language. She loved the people. She was the most loved queen they've ever had. I know, and she was born in Kent, which I really liked.
She was going to be more Romanian than anyone else.
And the castle, you know, you imagine it to be a kind of, you know, castles are often big and drafty and hard to keep warm. This was lovely. It had lots of little rooms. It was like, again, like a giant gingerbread house. Everything's wood, gorgeous furniture, all painted with flowers. All the doors had, you know, lovely...
little heads on them.
Yeah, I mean... no, but not real heads. No, it was really, really charming place. Very, very popular. I think these tourist attractions are very, very popular with Romanians because there's not much, there aren't many of them. So I was going to say, if anyone's got to get up and go out there, go and start a tourist attraction in Romania, you'd make a fortune. You know, you could even do a pretend castle or something. No one minds. I just want somewhere to go. Anyway, the next day I just want to say the thing about Romania, it's totally uncommercial. So there's hardly anything to buy, which is so refreshing.
That's why I didn't get a present?
Yeah, you didn't get a present. I've got some walnuts for you downstairs. That's about it. You could buy walnuts, honey, locally made hooch. Yeah, wine. I bought a sheepskin. This is me not buying much.
I was going to say, this is you not shopping.
I bought bee pollen. Yeah.
Not shopping.
It was really strong. If anyone takes it...
Isn't that supposed to be good for your throat as a singer, darling?
Yeah, it's meant to be good for everything. Oh, I'm on the pollen now. Anyway, what's interesting as well is it's a diverse country. It's not just Romanians living there. It's also Romas, who some people have called them in the past, gypsies. They don't have their own religion, but the people that live there are mostly Orthodox. They don't like saying Russian because they don't like the Russians, but it's the same as Orthodox Greek. It's the only thing they spend their money on in that country is churches. So the churches are covered in gold with domes over them. I even went into a church service, actually.
Yeah. Was it very different from... I mean, because there's a...
It's quite similar to Jewish, I'd say.
Yeah, I was going to say, but they have a lot of... There's incense and there's
not
a lot of
so
pomp and
much
circumstance.
More... But. Well, maybe it's because I was in a country church. Mm. So it was more that everything was gold, you know. They don't have idols. They have these circular, they're like crowns in the middle.
Wow.
And then also the good news is the priests can marry. So it's a bit... It's a bit fairer.
It's good news.
It's not like the Catholic Church.
It's good news for the kids.
Exactly.
Just saying.
But they are very pious and all the women are wearing headscarves. But I'm just now over to the Romas who have their own culture. They're a bit like, I know, don't be insulted, but a bit like the Mafia in the way that they run all the things that are pretty much illegal in the country.
The successful ones do anyway.
Obviously, there are lots of like ones that just live a very simple life. And I saw ones with simple lives and they're wearing a red or a pink skirt with gold in them. They might be wearing a leopard skin top or a flowery lime green top, followed by an orange and yellow and turquoise headscarf. They love colour.
Fantastic. Yeah. Right up your street.
Yeah, no, I really liked it. And the men wear a big, very wide brimmed black hat and the man carries a stick. No, they're really cool.
That doesn't sound scary.
Yeah. No, it's really cool.
Wears a big hat,
it.
Carries a stick.
Also, they do have a darker skin because they're originally from North India.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, no, it's really interesting.
Well, sort of, when you say sort of like the Mafia, so they're sort of running, because from what I understand of Roma culture, that they're quite an insular culture.
Yeah, so they'd be
they don't
interested in
trade
the, they'd
with
be doing
outside.
The horses and
yeah,
they'd be
so,
doing
but anything that keeps
or,
them
yeah.
sort of
together.
Working
yeah.
with each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, it's family orientated.
Okay.
So that's the way that that's
yeah.
to Mafia, but
exactly.
it's all about the family. But also they might slightly do some
occasionally
illegal
yes.
things. Yeah. What's amazing in the countryside, and that's one of the things I had heard about it, that they really do go around in horse and carts.
Wow. It's still
yeah, and
that.
The carts are very long wood with sort of four wheels. They're not like a kind of a beautiful cart that you imagine from sort of, I don't know, like a Jane Austen film.
Yeah, those painted
yeah.
sort of.
These
yeah.
are proper, yeah, long wagons actually
yeah.
without a cover
yeah.
on. And the people in charge of them are like 18-year-olds, 22-year-olds. You know, I thought it would just be the old people, but no.
Yeah.
And I said to Ottavio, I said, why? And he said, money. He said, it's a lot cheaper to have a horse than
mm-hmm.
a car.
Yeah.
I said, in Britain, keeping a horse is so expensive. Livery and leather and...
And land. But however, land there is not...
Is cheap.
You know,
yeah.
That's all that's what they've got.
So what's really exciting, we're on our way to Viscri, which people might have heard of, because Prince Charles has a farm there, which you can stay in. And we stayed there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Why does he have a farm there?
Because, well, he is related, remember, to the Queen.
Oh, right.
So he's been
yes.
going there quite
oh,
often.
Right.
They're not in power anymore. It's all ended in 1945, but they're still, you know, they're still having more active roles since Ceausescu has been shot. And they kind of open up the odd thing. And anyway, but he arrived there and he loved the traditionalness of it and
yes.
the way that things hadn't changed.
He does. He is a stickler for tradition.
And he really loves architecture. So this mm-hmm. whole village, again, another Saxon village.
Okay, so that very traditional architecture.
Yeah, he's the signs up in the village with pictures of don't put double glazing in with a cross through it. It was just so Prince Charles. It was like, you know, he loves telling people how to design things. Always has done. No, so this is farmhouse. You go through a door. They're all the same. You go through a door, then you're in a massive courtyard. Painted this beautiful bright blue colour, and everything's made of wood, so again, gorgeous antiques. The barn's been transformed into a lovely library, so we're looking at, that's where I saw all the lovely books about the Romanian costume, and you can have drinks there, and after a lovely dinner out in the there's a restaurant down the road which is created again for tourists because more people are coming because of Prince Charles. We had pudding back at the place. And it's just, I said to the man, I said, how do you like working here? He said, I'm working in paradise.
Wow. Yeah.
It was so quiet. And when we arrived, it was dark. And I've never seen the Milky Way before.
Oh.
I saw stars, that I saw clusters. I saw the Milky Way. I saw it was just, I've never seen the sky ever so black in the whole of my life, which is 55 years. Which, you know.
So no urban glow.
Yeah, none.
Nothing.
No.
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing. When we arrived in the village, there were two people riding, you know, and there was even a little school. Anyway, so the next day they said one of the other reasons why this village is famous is it's got that the oldest church in the whole of Romania.
Wow.
And it's a fortified church. So it's covered in white. It's got white. So you go up these kind of long steps, long path, all cobbled. Everything's cobbled. Just like you imagine, you know, chitty-chitty-bang-bang land. All go through cobbled steps, and then you see this white, big white walls. And then you go inside, and the church is inside. So that was to stop, I don't know, people coming in. It's been owned by the same family since it was built 1,000 years ago.
What, is it on their estates, or...?
No, just that they just own it. And so it was an old lady there taking the money, and she owns it. Yeah. So you went inside, again, beautiful pews, all painted, flowery, really idyllic. Then you climbed up some steps again, up and up and up and up, and it's quite scary, going up right to the top, and you've got fabulous views of all the different, the town and the farms and the view. And it honestly is really idyllic. And I kept saying, I feel like I'm in a dream. This does not feel real.
Well, I was going to say, it sounds like, you know, when you go to those places where it's sort of like a living museum and but it's reenactment.
Yeah.
And you know it's reenactment.
Yeah.
But this seems like you sort of really travel back, like the it's of different times.
Yes.
You know, that you're sort of in different times at the same time, in the modern time, in the past.
No, it was really, I urge people to go there, and you easily can find, in fact, I'll put the link on near the podcast so people can go and stay there. You'd have to hire a car, but it was fine. There was, you know, once you get into the actual village, it's, you know, it's not proper paving. You're going, you know, it's not tarmac. You're going on sort of crunchy stuff, but you just drive a bit slowly. But it's really, I can't tell you how it was. Romania was, what's lovely is the last part of Europe that hasn't been ruined. It hasn't, it's not too commercial.
Did it feel weird to be like on your cell phone, like while you were there?
Yes, in a way you thought it, I felt like it was being rude and sort of, but of course everyone's got them.
On my Conian trap and my
exactly.
mobile phone.
But you still got your mobile phone. Yeah,
exactly.
But no, it was, I urge people to go and visit, maybe start off with Bucharest or from Bucharest to Caracal and drive out to Viscri. I'll tell you how it's spelled, V-I-S-C-R-I. It really is. And they also said, yeah, a few Germans have bought place in the village, a few foreigners, you know, it is getting a bit more popular. But it's really, honestly, a fascinating country.
Well, and you had Zeni with you,
who was Romanian, which was helpful.
But would you have found it a problem if you didn't speak Romanian or...?
No. Not really. People, you know, and also I learned da is yes, nu is no. I learned thank you is merci.
Yes, well, and I can tell you, as I dated a half Romanian boy, te pup is I love you, I kiss you.
Oh, well, I love you too.
Aww, mwah.
Thank you so much for inviting me onto Radio Gorgeous today.
I had no choice.
And for more fascinating women, go to radiogorgeous.com.